G-minus 73. Drive-in, Birchwood, Colorado. ACN's Jenna Clark stood at the edge of the Birchwood drive-in along with countless other reporters, most of whom would have much preferred to have been assigned to the day's real action spot of Buenos Aires. Many felt that reporting from Birchwood when Dan McCarthy was out of town was like standing in front of an empty lion cage at the zoo. But all of those in attendance were at least glad to be on the air at all, let alone from such a high-profile location, during what was sure to be one of the biggest news-viewing days in recent times. None knew how close Dan McCarthy now truly was, of course, and the only real excitement of their day had come when social media posts from inside New Care Grill and Bar and Grill first spoke of some kind of scuffle involving some of the most famous people who were in town. Dan's father Henry, the lot's owner Phil Norris, and their good friend Walter Byrd. The full story and identity of the other party remained unknown, but some customers who had popped outside to smoke their cigarettes were pulled in by the draw of excited reporters and TV cameras. Their statements about what happened didn't make the air nationally, and certainly not internationally, but the relative excitement on an otherwise slow-passing day had been welcome for Jenna and her colleagues. One counterpart, who few of them considered anything as close as a colleague, the one from Blitz News, had tried hardest of all to extract some sensationalist comments from the eyewitnesses, but even this had been in vain. Jenna rolled her eyes when the Blitz reporter peppered his hourly check-in with vague mentions of a rumored three-on-one assault by some of Dan McCarthy's closest family and friends. But the in-studio producers at Blitz News were denied permission from higher up the chain to run this hollow story. There was more going on behind the scenes at Blitz Media than Jenna or even the Blitz News reporter realized, but she and her colleagues considered the man's reckless willingness to stretch the truth well beyond its breaking point as indicative of the station's general disregard for anything except gaining attention and their apparently concurrent focus on making anyone even tangentially related to the ICA look bad. No one would have read much into the assault story, and it would have been quickly suffocated by counter-statements from plenty of other eyewitnesses above and beyond the one who hadn't even used the word assault in his own media statement. Nevertheless, Jenna Clark knew that the similar tactics being used by Blitz reporters in other parts of the world, chiefly Buenos Aires, could have far more significant consequences on a day that was as tense as they came. What with so many leaders once again gathered in one spot to inaugurate what all hoped to be the final contact-focused agency that would be needed to truly usher in the long-promised era of beneficial cooperation with the messengers from New Kerguelen. When it came time for her own next report, all Jenna could do was stick to her lifelong pattern of delivering the truth and commenting on it as necessary in a neutral and responsible manner. Most of her colleagues, like most of the politicians they reported on so often, were good people on the inside, just trying to succeed in their competitive fields. It was always a few maliciously motivated outliers who made the waves that rocked everyone's boats, be that Blitz News or the John Coles of the world, and very few knew just how choppy they planned to make the water in the next few hours.